This is GIS News. Coming up, innovators receive financial assistance from Exim Bank. Private sector urged to support community renewal program and final series of public consultations on draft water sector policy being held on Wednesday. Details after this message. Please stay with us.
St. Catherine, St. Andrew, St. Thomas, Kingston. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change in collaboration with Global Water Partnership Caribbean wants to hear your views on the draft water sector policy and implementation plan. Come participate in a public consultation Wednesday, April 30 at the Courtlay Hotel starting at 6 p.m. The draft policy is available on the Ministry's website at mwh.gov.jm, at its Documentation Center, 25 Dominica Drive, Kingston, or from parish libraries and regional post offices.
Now the news. A number of innovators in the creative industries have pre-qualified for an Exim Bank Creative Industries loan of up to $2 million. The loan will be disbursed at a special concessionary rate of 9.5%. The beneficiaries are among entrants in the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office JIPO Authentic Jamaica Design Competition, which provided cash prizes of over $2 million to winners.
This initiative provided an excellent platform for unearthing new creative talent. The high level of innovation in the entries underscores the fact that there is no shortage of creative talent in this country. As government, we are committed to ensuring the highest level of intellectual property protection for the Jamaican creative and cultural industry.
Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton, speaking at the recent awards ceremony. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is calling on the private sector to contribute to the economic development and social empowerment of marginalized communities, particularly through the Community Renewal Program, CRP. The CRP is designed to transform the lives of residents in 100 of the most vulnerable and volatile communities island-wide using various interventions. Dr. Phillips says while there is an increase in corporate engagement in community development programs, there is need for greater private sector involvement to address some of the social and economic ills affecting poor communities.
This process of social reintegration, which is at the heart of the exercise, is going to require more energies than can be deployed simply through the Planning Institute. And it's going to need the participation of the wider Jamaican society as well, corporate Jamaica, organized citizens associations and organizations.
Dr. Phillips was speaking at a recently held corporate mingle in New Kingston. The Community Renewal Program being implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is financed by the Government of Jamaica and international development partners. The final in a series of public consultations being staged by the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change on the draft water sector policy will be held tomorrow, Wednesday, April 30, at the Cord Hotel in Kingston. The consultation is set for 6 p.m. and is open to members of the public from St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew and St. Thomas. The draft policy and its implementation plan will provide a guide to the work taking place in the ministry and will highlight improvements and constraints in the sector, as well as the general direction and vision of the ministry for the water sector. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill is scheduled to deliver the keynote address at the consultation, during which he will outline the government's plans and strategies for providing potable water and sewerage services. And the Joint Select Committee of Parliament, currently reviewing Jamaica's bankruptcy and insolvency legislation, is expected to conclude deliberations on the proposed new bill in short order. The committee, which comprises members of the Senate and the lower house, was established in January to deliberate and report on the Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act 2014. The act dates back to the 1880s and has been the subject of ad hoc amendments over the years. The procedural rules of the Act are not only outdated, they also conflict with the rules governing other court proceedings. The new bill seeks to consolidate the law relating to bankruptcy, insolvency, receiverships, provisional supervision, and winding up. The committee is expected to sign off on final recommendations, after which the bill will go to Parliament for debate and eventually be promulgated into law. That was GIS News. I'm Enthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.